Chapter 19. After hearing about his headache, Ms. Starr had gently suggested that Sebastian could call his dad's and go home. But Sebastian wanted to stay. He wanted to be with his friends. He wanted to fold his paper owl and release it into the night. Also, Bax had asked if he wanted to hear the story of the ghost with no head later, when they were all in their sleeping bags, and Sebastian did. He could listen with his eyes closed. He was doing more of his breathing exercises when he felt a tap on his shoulder. He opened his eyes. Yes?
Guess what? Nora yelled. Then she lowered her voice. Sorry. Quiet voice. Yes, okay. We have a surprise for you. Our team does.
She was standing with Pepper, Elliot, and Andres. Nori pulled her hand from behind her back. In it were four green lanyards, each with a shiny key attached.
Your new special place, she said. We're giving the secret room to you so you can have a quiet hideout.
What? Really? Sebastian didn't know what to say.
I'll have to show you where it is, of course, Nori added.
It's so cool in there, said Elliot. It's got books and games and beanbag chairs.
Plus a fridge, said Pepper.
Sebastian's eyes teared up behind his goggles.
Thank you, he said.
Nori beamed as she handed him the lanyards.
Anytime.
Sebastian looked at his friends through the fog of his tears. Funny, the tears were blurring the sounds of the gym, making the bright sound waves a little less painful than they had been. He looked at the lanyards, admiring their official appearance, and hung all four of them around his neck. Ms. Starr brought the upside-down magic class up to the roof to make their resolutions. Stars twinkled above. Snowflakes landed and melted on their clothes. Everyone stood in a circle and held one of the paper owls they'd made in the cafeteria.
"It's so pretty out here," Sebastian breathed.
He loved the tiny flakes and the swirling wind. And the silence. The silence. No one was talking. The grandeur of the night had quieted them all. Tentatively, he took off his head cone. Then his goggles. With his peripheral vision clear, he could see Bax on his left and Marigold on his right. He rubbed his temples where the goggles pressed and rolled his neck around. "Kids, let's remember the big night owls and what they stand for," said Ms. Starr.
"Looking toward the future," Nori
piped up, keeping her voice soft.
"Yes," said Ms. Starr.
"Just as night always turns into day, there will always be endings that turn into new beginnings. So let's look toward the future and get ready to make our resolutions." Sebastian had already decided on his resolution. He resolved to think before he spoke, and to try to see the world through other people's eyes. If he expected his friends to consider how he felt, he needed to make sure he did the same for them. Ms. Starr beamed. "Listen for those invisible wings, Kay?"
"Hoot."
They all froze.
"Hoot, hoot."
"What was that?"
Willa asked. A large, dark gray owl swooped over them, circling above their group, flying in and out of the shadows of the night, showing itself briefly in the light from the open stairwell door.
"I think I hear wings," cried Nori. "Is it a big night owl?"
It's just a regular owl," said Sebastian, "but it doesn't seem the slightest bit scared. Pepper, is your magic paused?"
"Huh?" Pepper said. "My magic isn't paused. Where's the owl?"
She looked around. The owl settled on the ledge at the edge of the roof, tucking its wings around it, nearly disappearing into the night. But it was still clearly there, its round eyes wide.
"I want to see the owl," said Nori. "Where is it?"
Sebastian pointed right at it. They all looked right at it, then at one another, their expressions confused. Then at Sebastian.
"You know," said Marigold, "you see the invisible world."
"And?" he asked.
"It's an invisible owl," she said. "A big night owl."
But big night owls didn't exist. They were like ghosts, the stuff of legends. I think Marigold is right, said Ms. Star, her voice filled with awe. You can see big night owls.
Sam Boozle, thought Sebastian. They do exist. They do.
The big night owl spread its wings and took off, swooping around their group one more time before flying off into the night.
Goodbye, owl, thought Sebastian.
Seeing it reminded him how lucky he was. It was true, his magic was difficult and painful. But it also let him see a world that was beautiful and special and always changing.